USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden's brother, James Biden, will testify before lawmakers as part of the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into the president. James Biden set to undergo a deposition with members of the House Oversight Committee Wednesday. The inquiry is expected to center on two loans President Biden extended to his brother, along with other business transactions James Biden engaged in alongside his nephew, Hunter, who is set to testify on February 28th. More economic sanctions are being placed against Russia following the passing of opposition figure Alexei Navalny.
I told you we'd be announcing sanctions on Russia. We'll have a major package announced on Friday.
President Biden says the sanctions aim to hold Russia responsible for Navalny's death and for its actions during the conflict in Ukraine. Russia is reportedly holding a California woman hostage under charges of treason in Russia. The woman holds dual citizenship in both the U.S. and Russia, but she lives part-time in the Los Angeles area. Russian authorities allege the 33-year-old raised funds in support of Ukraine. Nikki Haley is pledging to remain in the 2024 presidential race, affirming her commitment during a campaign event in her home state Tuesday.
I'm willing to take the cuts, the bruises, and the name-calling, because the only way you get to the blessing is by going through the pain.
Despite trailing former President Trump by a big margin in polls leading up to Saturday's South Carolina primary, she's dismissed calls for her to withdraw from the race. The planned merger of several major TV streaming platforms is now being challenged in a new lawsuit filed in New York by Fubo TV. The company is suing Disney, Fox, and Warner Brothers, alleging a long history of anti-competitive practices. Fubo TV says if those companies are allowed to enter the live sports streaming business, it will kill the competition. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
A girl missing for nearly the past week has been found dead in a river in suburban Houston. Police say 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham vanished days ago, turned up dead Tuesday.
The Sheriff's Office, we will continue to process the evidence that has been gathered to ensure justice for Audrey.
Polk County Sheriff Byron Lyons. He says it was video and cell phone evidence that led them to the girl's body. Don McDougal is the man arrested and charged with Audrey's death. He was a family friend who lived out behind the home. McDougal will reportedly be charged with capital murder. And that 70s show actor Danny Masterson is moving out of a maximum security prison. He was in Corcoran State Prison in California, the same one that used to house cult leader Charles Manson. Masterson, convicted last year of raping two women, was sentenced to 30 years to life and has now been moved to the California Men's Colony. A massive satellite falling out of the sky Wednesday. Corey Myers has those details.
The European Space Agency satellite is expected to largely burn up, although the agency's Space Debris Office says it's impossible to know where and when it will make its reentry. They estimate around 6:14 a.m. Eastern Time, but there's a 15-hour window for error. Don't worry about any pieces falling on you, though. The chances of a person getting injured by space debris each year are less than 1 in 100 billion.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.